The Belfast Marathon may be 3 months away, but there are already plans for next year, which would move the event to a Sunday, as well as introducing a new route. For the last 36 years, the marathon has been traditionally held on May Day, Bank Holiday Monday. The proposal will be brought before Belfast City Council this week. The Ulster Unionist Party councillor Jim Rogers with us this morning. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the commentator and runner, Brendan Mulgrew. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, we all like tradition, but boy, do we know that, Jim, in Northern Ireland. And Bank Holiday Monday is a tradition for the marathon, is it not?
Absolutely. Stephen, speaking personally, I would prefer to see the marathon remaining on the Monday. Now, I'm not saying that from a religious point of view, even though I do realise that quite a few churches already have been expressing their concerns that if it was to be switched to the Sunday, it would affect their services and masses, and that needs to be addressed. Now, I'm a big supporter of the marathon. The two occasions it was Lord Mayor, I started it off. I also was there at the finishing line. I've also participated many years ago in it, and I back it to the hilt. And the Belfast City Marathon Limited Company, who are responsible for it, they do a splendid job. But you've also got to consider the disruption on a Sunday, not just with churches. We have St George's Market, which they're there in their thousands. And I know already some of the stall holders have been asking questions. I'm also fully aware that cities like Boston and Berlin and Chicago and Dublin, they all, amongst others, have their event on a Sunday. But I just think it's better.
And the Belfast Half Marathon's on a Sunday, isn't it?
Pardon?
The Belfast Half Marathon is on a Sunday.
Yes, which was introduced 2013. It's there on a Sunday. There's people have complained about it because it resulted in some churches having to close, others put their services back. So there's a whole lot of things to consider. Why try and fix something whenever it's not broken? Now, I know that the Marathon Committee have been trying for the last number of years to change it, but I have reservations on this whole matter.
Brendan?
Well, the marathon isn't broken, Stephen, but it certainly punches well below its weight. You know, our marathon started in 1982, 2 years after Dublin's marathon. Dublin's marathon now is at a stage where it sells out every year. Last year, there were 22,000 marathon runners in Dublin. It moved to a Sunday 2 years ago. We still attract only about 2,000 actual marathon runners, and the rest of the participants are made up of relay runners and walkers. And fun runners. I think we could do so much more with our marathon if we addressed both the day of the week that it takes place by moving to a Sunday, and also the route, which is another, amongst the running community, it's regarded just as absolutely unsuitable. The way it goes right to the North Foreshore, literally runs past the city sewers, and there's not a supporter in sight. We could do so much more with the route. And I think that what the success of the half marathon shows, and again, it's a half marathon in Belfast, it sells out every year, it's fully subscribed every year. It's a wonderful celebration. And we do close the city down for about an hour and a half, for a couple of hours. Why not take what we do with a half marathon in September and replicate that with a full marathon in the springtime? We are the only major city marathon which still runs on a Monday. Last year in September, I went to Berlin to do the Berlin Marathon. It was on a Sunday. 40,000 runners. The city was absolutely shut down. Instead of, like we do, keeping some traffic lanes open and letting people go about their business, why not embrace the marathon and invite and involve tens of thousands of running tourists who may well come here the way they do in Dublin when they switch to a Sunday, and theirs is a truly mass participating event that we should be aspiring to be as well, and we're not yet.
Jim?
Well, I'm not going to disagree, with some of the things that Bren has said, but I remember in the early days of the marathon, and we had the BBC broadcasting it live on the radio. It was absolutely brilliant. You know, well-known people like Imran Hughes, a former England and Liverpool skipper, and we had other well-known household names. But we're not attracting the spectators we used to. And I agree with Brendan very strongly in regards to the North Foreshore. It's soul-destroying running around there and not seeing any spectators. But there's large parts of the roof there's nobody about. Furthermore, about switching it to Sunday. The traders, now the Belfast Chamber are very much in support of moving it to the Sunday, but you have to remember Sunday trading's from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. You'll actually find a lot of the shops are half empty by 3, 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. But the marathon starts the marathon starts at 9, the main one's at 10 o'clock. So you're not going to have many people in there shopping because the shops are shut. So there's a whole lot of issues that has to be considered here.
If it can be in London on a Sunday, why can't it be on a Sunday here, I guess, is one of the questions. I don't do running. I don't do this. Let's see what you think at home. 0-30-30-80-55-55.
Would you not consider running even in the relay?
I can hardly walk up the road anymore.
Well, now, I think you would be a fantastic ambassador for attracting more people. And you're not too late to apply.
Of course I'm too late.
Year.
I can't walk up this footpath anymore.
Well, whose fault's that?
Well, possibly a little of mine.
Well, I think you should. I'm sure Brent would agree with me. And maybe all three of us could participate. How would that...
Why do you keep on asking me out on dates?
I think, Stephen...
He keeps on asking me. He's asked me to go swimming with him. He's asked me to go walking with him. He's asked me to go for tea with him. Now he wants me to go running with him.
Well, this is all about your health, and I'm concerned about your... What, you're in your early 40s and you're still about 20 stone?
Yes.
You're not giving yourself any hope for a long life.
But do you politicians not all want rid of me?
Oh, no. Well, you know I'm a big supporter, even though you tear me apart. But I hold you in the highest regard, and you're an absolutely brilliant...
You're making me feel guilty now.
Oh, no, there's no doubt about that.
Making me feel guilty. I don't think many others would support your view, but there we go. Norman and Bangor. Morning, Norman.
Morning, Stephen.
Norman, founder, member of Nolan Show.
Stephen. Christians have been sidelined again. Everything has to be on a Sunday. We've even Ulster Rugby on a Sunday. We've Northern Ireland Football on a Sunday. And now here we're moving to Marathon Day Sunday. The country is moving further away from God and the Lord's Day. It means Christians, you're not wanted to take part in Marathon. You're not wanted at Ulster Rugby or Northern Ireland.
Well, there's a point, Brendan. What about the Christian community?
That's what we're saying. Well, you know, your Christians are not welcome.
My experience of running a half marathon on a Sunday morning, Stephen, has been to run past many churches where the congregation make a point of celebrating the event, and they set up tables and they give out water to the runners and they encourage us on. And one of the churches, I think 2 years ago, who weren't notified that the route had changed, they were impacted, made the point, had we known about it, we would have taken part. We would have embraced the marathon. And why are we the only city which doesn't have it?
And of course, Christians, those different sporting organisations you mentioned, Norman, would say, of course, Christians are as welcome at their events as
anyone else. But they don't go. Tell them on a Sunday to go to their church. And we're trying to get children into the Sunday schools and into the church on a Sunday. There's more distraction taking children away from the churches because they'd rather go and watch a marathon or watch Northern Ireland playing football on a Sunday.
I think we need to look after our bodies as well as our souls. And I think we can accommodate both by moving the marathon to a Sunday. There's plenty of time for going to church on a Saturday night or later on a Sunday. And there's plenty of time and opportunity for people coming out of church to cheer on the runners as they go past.
Paul and Tadrigay. Morning, Paul. Very quickly for me. Nearly out of time.
I think on a Sunday would be great. Have the marathon that becomes the linchpin marathon in Northern Ireland. You look at Derry, you look at Dublin, look how well they're run and the amount of money it brings into the town. You know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of different people, a lot of different views, and, you know, we can't just please one person.
Yeah.
But the route the Belfast Marathon has is absolutely...
Jim Rogers, as a former sheriff of our city, will you be running the marathon in your Lycra this year?
Now, come off it, Stephen. I'm putting an offer out to you to participate in the half marathon, or if not, in the relay.
Will you be running in your Lycra or not?
Well, if I was running, I wouldn't be running in the clothes that you have suggested.
Well, I've heard that you do run in Lycra.
Well, I don't know who told you that.
I have documentary evidence.
You have no documentary evidence whatsoever.
Yeah, I saw you getting off your horse and going for a run.
Well, that may be the case. I like to keep myself fit, Stephen, unlike you.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Brendan. See you all tonight on TV. BBC One, 10:40. It's going to be a big show.